Now, as Christians, we may have a number of accusations leveled towards us, which may go along the lines of, how on earth can you believe in the Bible? That it's just an old book full of fairy tales and full of contradictions, that it has no bearing on the world today, that it is irrelevant. Ever heard any of those? If you have, again, why not just go on to the chat section, just let us know what arguments you have heard and how perhaps you have responded, and we can perhaps take that conversation offline. But in short, the Bible or Christianity, it stands or falls on the strength of its truth claim of how true it is, and more specifically on the evidence of the death and resurrection of Christ. Now, time doesn't permit me to go into all of that, but suffice to say that the whole Bible is all about Jesus. The Old Testament is Christ concealed, and the New Testament is Christ revealed. Therefore, every prophecy and prediction about Messiah, it all converges, meets, and finds its fulfillment in the person of Jesus. Because he is the central figure of the Bible, and he is the very essence of life. And very life itself, it flows from him. In fact, Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Therefore, being the source of life and truth, it means that his words are also faithfully true. And in Luke 21 and verses 10 to 13, this is what he said. Jesus said, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Wow. Now, these words were recorded over 2,000 years ago. And so let us put them to the test and assess their validity. Now, do we see nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom? Of course. We see this in the conflict in the Middle East, Syria, Afghanistan, as well as Israel and Palestine, to name but a few. Do we see great earthquakes? Definitely. In fact, I remember hearing about the great earthquake and tsunami which occurred in Japan a number of years ago, which killed over 15,000 people. Are we seeing Christian persecution? Absolutely. We are seeing it, and it's becoming more and more commonplace today, as it's a dangerous business to be a Christian in countries like North Korea, China, Iran, and certain parts of Nigeria. Finally, do we hear of pestilences and disease? Absolutely. In fact, we are living through one right now, are we not? Namely, COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And so I mention all of this to say that the Bible is more up to date than tomorrow's breaking news alert or news flash. Therefore, God's word is not out of date or irrelevant, but it is highly relevant for us today. Now, even though these things are taking place, but as I read this passage just recently, I was struck by the words of the Lord Jesus in verse 13 when he said, this will be your opportunity to bear witness. Wow. Elsewhere in Acts 1:8, Jesus says, you will receive power to be my witnesses. Note, the strength and the power to be his witness doesn't come from within or from our own resources, but it all comes from above through the Spirit of the living Christ, the Holy Spirit within. It is he who gives strength to our mortal bodies, even in times of crisis, and it is he who carries us through. Praise God. Now, we often hear that popular verse quoted where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. But the context in which Paul writes, it sits within the previous verse of, I know how to abound and I know how to be abased. In other words, I can be full or hungry. I can be well or ill. I can be living it up or down to my last penny. And whatever situation I find myself in, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. To which we say, Amen. Amen. Now, even though I'm speaking to a camera, please feel free to shout amen or to type it in the comments. It basically means I agree or let it be or so be it. Amen. Now, what opportunities does it refer to? Opportunities to be his witnesses. And I believe that the current climate lends itself to a number of great opportunities, namely to love and serve our neighbor, whether that be over the garden fence or perhaps to run some errands for an elderly or a vulnerable person on our street should they need. Or why not grab the opportunity and make use of the technology around us to FaceTime, WhatsApp, or even have a Zoom chat with our family and friends and look to share the message of hope that we have in Jesus. In short, let us be a witness and let us share his love even in these dark times. Because people are absolutely gripped with fear at present, and they are filled with a whole host of anxiety. But we have the remedy, because we know the one who gives life, life eternal and eternal life, and life in abundance. And so, let us use this time to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, and then to diffuse his love and his light to those around us, be it through a smile, a kind word, an act of service, or perhaps even invite them to log on to All Nations Online. Just sow the seed. Because what we sow in this season, we will reap in the coming weeks and months. Amen. Now we're going to have a song and we're going to go to the Lord in worship. But before we do, can I just invite you to do a couple of things during this song? Firstly, will you ask the Lord to give you fresh hope for yourself and also to give you a fresh love for your neighbor and also to look out for those opportunities? Is that okay? Praise God. Now, at the end of Luke 21, after painting a dire picture of what must come to pass, Jesus concludes with these glorious words. He says, Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Verse 28. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. And he is coming to put an end to all of this misery. And he is coming to put right everything that has gone awry and has gone amiss. And so, like the psalmist says, he says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? And then he answers with, my help, it comes from the Lord each day, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121. Or to contemporize it somewhat, and in the words of Lauren Daigle, look up, child. And if you would like a link to that song, then drop a comment in the chat section and we would love to provide and share that with you. And so, as I wrap up, let us do three things. Firstly, let us look up. Because as we look upwards towards Jesus, we gain perspective, joy, and a peace which surpasses all understanding. Because it's not us that we are holding on to him, but rather it's the other way around. He is holding on to us. And the cross of Christ is a powerful declaration and a reminder that God not only sees us, but he is with us because he loves us. And he is working together everything for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Romans 8:28. Just let that take root. Now, as well as looking up, it is also okay to look inwards and to acknowledge our own thoughts and feelings. And it's okay to come before the Lord and say, God, it's really rubbish right now. And this isolation business, it really sucks. We can be honest with him because he knows our frame and he knows that we are but dust. Therefore, we can bring him our fears and anxieties, our disappointments and our frustrations, and we can lay them at his feet. And as we cast all of our burdens and our anxieties onto him with prayer and supplication, he exchanges them and he gives us his divine peace and his divine presence. Praise God. Finally, as well as looking up and looking in, let us also look outwards. Because this time of lockdown, it won't last forever. But God will bring us out of this by his grace. And it's my prayer that when he does, we will emerge even stronger with a greater sense of community and connectedness, ready just to reach out to our community wherever we are. Because Jesus said that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And so I pray that the Lord will raise up the laborers during this season who will see the urgency of his mission. Amen. Now, on a lighter note, I'm so looking forward to when we don't have to worry about toilet rolls, because sanity will once again be coming near to a neighborhood near you. But until that time comes, let us press into God during this season of lockdown. And let us not forsake the online gathering of the saints. But let us take hold of every opportunity and have some gospel conversations. And let us be a witness for Jesus, straightening up and looking upwards towards him. Because our redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. Now, as I close, allow me to finish with these words of Laura Fanucci, and she writes, when this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbours, a crowded theatre, a Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, a boring Tuesday or life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we hoped to be, and may we stay that way, better for each other because of the worst. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you this morning, God. And Father, we just pray that even in this period of lockdown, God, will you re-envision us and will you refocus our gaze, that God, that we will look to you, and Father, that we will acknowledge and know that our redemption in Jesus is drawing near. Father, we just pray that you will give us the grace to look out for every opportunity, that we will just seize the day, Lord God. We will seize on those opportunities just to be salt and to be light. And Father, just to be your hands and feet in this community and in this world where so many, Father, are just gripped with fear and paralyzed by it. So Father, we pray for more of your grace to be poured out. And we pray, Father, that Lord, you will help us, Lord, to represent you well, and Father, to diffuse your love and your aroma, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.